Wilbur Brown, United States Army.
George Bennett, Sr., Vietnam veteran. I was in Vietnam in 1967 and 68.
Mike Princevich. I was in the Army Air Corps, and then the Department of Congress had voted to establish the Air Force as a separate department. I think that was in 1946.
World War II, Greatest Generation. We were actually very fortunate. We were able to identify about 10 of them here, and three of them were actually women, and they all served in a wave, and they all served in the Medical Corps. We never knew that many was here.
And I don't think there was a time in American history that the people were more united and conscious that there was really a big thing going on.
You know, we have a high per capita of Alaska Natives serving in the armed forces, and we've got a lot of veterans who are Alaska Natives. So I myself am a veteran, and you know, was honored to have both of these events together, and it was great to have the veterans leading the parade tonight.
It's a great honor for me to think that both my grandfathers served in the war, and it's great to be part of that and be think that my family was part of this great country.
Arctic Warrior, Alaska Command, and I'm a sergeant.
Well, I heard it was part of, also part of the Native American Heritage Month, so, and I'm Native American, so I decided to come out. I think it's a great idea, because there are a lot of Alaska Native American veterans.
Well, it's important to me to honor my family that served, you know, honor my brothers and sisters who served as well, you know, in the global sense of, you know, all of us, you know, veterans who were in there.
Our main reason that we wanted to commemorate them is so that they are not forgotten, because it's been 70 years now since that war has ended. 70 years is a long time.
It's an honor to serve my country.